So how y'all doing today? Everyone doing well? Great, great. I just want to ask everybody a question. How many people have been exposed to devotional music in the past? Absolutely. Bill, what have you been exposed to for devotional music?
Well, with my history in the Catholic Church, would sing in choirs and they would do stuff like that. Of course, but I think my main thing with devotional music was with singers like Joan Baez and people like that would sing the old flaming, Rise Up. And
beautiful. Songs. Yeah. Yeah, like the, that's beautiful. Anybody else have experiences with devotional music? So, yeah, please.
I had a very traditional Christian upbringing. So, from the time I was small in Sunday school, we all sang the hymns and things like that. And then, as I grew older and started on a spiritual journey, my idea of devotional spiritual music so broadened.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Resonates in my heart center somehow. I guess it always will.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
Well, hopefully you'll sing along with us today.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So what brought me to devotional music was a Hindu form of chanting called kirtan. It's basically the call and response over musical instruments. You can use guitar, in traditional Indian instrument called the harmonium, which I'm still sort of learning how to play. Just got one. Too rough on it to bring it today. But, spare you guys' ears. But, kirtan was something that really spoke to me. It's just an Indian form of traditional chanting the names of God, over with music. And, I got really into it about 6-7 years ago from this beautiful artist named Krishna Das. Has anyone heard of Krishna Das? And he was a close friend and student of Ram Das, who's one of my favorite spiritual teachers. And then, of course, devotees of Neem Karoli Baba. And chanting for him became a way of connecting to God, right? Of course. And so that's kind of where my journey sort of began. Like, kirtan really perked my interest in devotional music. And, then I eventually started to play it, right, in the last couple of years. And I'm really, feel very fortunate to have, Angela joining me today. And we're going to take you on a little journey of, devotional music from sort of like the working through the darkness into the light. And that's what devotional music should do, is they should pull you out of your dark night of the soul and bring you into the light. And through the chanting of the names of God, it should bring us into a sense of wholeness and a sense of connection to the one with many names. And it should fill us with faith through our tough and difficult times. It should inspire us to look deeper within ourselves. It should fill us with moments of deep reflection and gratitude to be part of the mind of God. And it should also fill us with a sense of like ecstatic joy, right? To be connecting through music to God. And so that's what I'm hoping to, convey today through this music with you. And I invite everybody to join us if you so choose to sing along or to chant. And this first one is called The Dark Night of the Soul. And it's just about overcoming suffering, right? It's about overcoming mental, physical, spiritual suffering. And then finding that the light always shines through. Right. the dark night of the soul, when your mind is heavy, say these words aloud. Lord, I'm not alone. In the dark night of the soul, when your heart is heavy, say these words aloud. Lord, I'm not alone. Night of the soul, when the tears come raining down, say these words aloud. I am loving awareness. In the dark night of the soul, when the tears come raining down, say these words aloud. I am loving awareness. We are all loving awareness. Loving awareness. In the dark night of the soul, when your mind is heavy, say these words aloud. I am swimming in a sea of stillness. In the dark night of the soul, when your mind is restless, say these words aloud. I am swimming in a sea of stillness. Swimming in a sea of stillness. In the dark night of the soul, when your body is sore, say these words aloud. I'm swimming in a sea of stillness. This journey through the Maya form to find our way back to the light once more. We're all on this journey through the Maya form to find our way back to the light once more.
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 We're all on this journey through the Maya form to find our way back to the light once more. We're all on this journey through the Maya form to find our way back to the light once more.
To the light once more.
The light will shine through. The light will shine through. The light will shine through. We're all on this journey through the Maya form to find our way back to the light once more. We are all on this journey through the Maya form to find our way back to the light once more.
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 We are all on this journey through the Maya form to find our way back to the light once more.
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 Join us here. The light will shine through. The light will shine through. So the light will always shine through. And that's one thing devotional music should bring us to, right? Is the feeling that we can transcend all of our suffering and that we're always being cared for. Even if we're not aware of it at the moment, we're always being cared for by God. So these next couple ones some chanting, and basically we're going to start with the one of the most beloved chants in the Hindu tradition, and it's the Hare Krishna chant. How many people have ever done the Hare Krishna chant before? And so the Hare Krishna chant, basically, it means you're calling for the energy of Krishna, which is just a name for God, to fill your being. That's essentially what the chant we're about to go over means. So the chant goes, and if it helps, actually, while we're doing this, you can even picture Christ while we're doing the Hare Krishna chant, right? Christ and Krishna are one, right? All of the faces of God are one, right? So if it helps to think of another deity while we're doing this, that's fine too, right? Of course.
Or even God. You could even just visualize God.
You just visualize God however you conceive of it. And so the Hare Krishna chant goes like this, so you can join along on this one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Rama is just another name for Krishna. In the Hindu faith, Rama is considered an incarnation of Krishna. So Krishna is Rama. Rama is Krishna. And Rama represents like a divine prince. And Krishna represents like the God incarnate. So they're one and the same. So really, when it's an invocation to God, and asking for the energy of God to fill your being. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You guys want to try it one time? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right, you all got it. Awesome, you guys.
Please join in with us.
Yeah, please do. Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama, Rama. Hare, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Hare, 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 Hare Krishna. Hare, 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 Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Join us. Hare, 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 Hare Krishna. Hare, 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 Hare Rama. Really slow and gentle now. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. So chanting can really be a release, right? It's really, really beautiful. And it can be a spiritual practice in itself, just chanting. How many people have ever read the, have you all read the Way of the Pilgrim? And the Pilgrim's Progress. It's about a Russian peasant, and he is in search of enlightenment, like God communion and union. And he travels throughout by foot, just on pilgrimage through all of Russia in the 1800s. And he meets a great sage that essentially teaches him that the secret to enlightenment is to essentially repeat continuously a little chant or prayer to himself and pray without ceasing. And the prayer was, of course, was, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, right? And he repeats that over and over. And that chanting and that repetition of the name of God eventually starts in our mind, right? We're aware of us chanting, and then it seeps down the idea into our throat, and then eventually it seeps into our heart, where these chants, like the Hare Krishna chant or the Lord Jesus prayer, they just become part of our being, and we start keeping God on our minds and hearts all the time. And that's what chanting really should ultimately bring us to, is a complete awareness that we're always one.
We're always one with our Creator. And that reminds us, by chanting, reminds us that we are that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This one right here is a little invocation. We call it the Jesus invocation. So we can't have Hare Krishna and then not have a one to Jesus too, right? You know, there it is, all one, right? The names of God are all one. So this one's a commemoration to the Christ consciousness within all of us. How many people here feel a special connection to Christ? I'm sure there's some people in here who feel that connection, right?
And in this song, we'll be chanting Yeshua, Issa, Christ. And Issa is the name that Christ used when he was in India, right?
He had traveled east to India. And when he had traveled east, supposedly there were some sacred texts found in one of the monasteries high up in Tibet. And Christ had made his way all the way to India and Tibet and had, you know, learned and taught while he was out there. And he was known as a great saint who performed unbelievable miracles while he was in India. And he was known as the name Saint Issa, ISSA. And so in this song, we kind of, when we invocate Christ, we're saying Yeshua, Issa, Christ, right?
Yes, and Forrest and I wrote this song together because we wanted to be able to bring the Christ consciousness to everyone. The flame of God burns so bright in you. May Creator bless all beings, taking us to the loving light, the loving light. Christ consciousness is so divine, so divine.
Yeshua, Issa,
Christ.
Yeshua,
Issa,
Christ. Issa, Yeshua,
Christ.
Yeshua,
is a Christ.
The kingdom of God is within you, shining as golden light, waiting to guide you home. A reminder that you are loved. A reminder that we are loved, are always loved.
The flame of God burns so bright in you. May Creator bless our beings, taking us to the loving light, the loving light. Christ's consciousness is so divine, so divine.
Yeshua is Christ.
Sing along with us.
Yeshua is Christ. Yeshua
is Christ.
Yeshua
is
Christ.
Om Shanti.
Amen.
Aho. Shalom. Om Shanti.
Amen.
Aho. Om Shanti.
Amen.
Aho. Shalom.
Om Shanti. May the Christ light bless everyone.
And shine within you. All right, so that was the Jesus invocation. You know, I had a little bit of a rough upbringing in the Christian church when I was young. And maybe not the most positive experience. And then in recent years, I've been rediscovering like a sincere and beautiful love of Christ within me, without any of the, you know, without the church influence. And man, that influence is strong. When Christ gets a hold of your soul, you know, it starts off as a thought, and then it consumes your heart. You know, the compassion of a Christ. And that just felt really good. So, thank you. So we've had some invocations to Krishna and Christ, and perhaps one of the most profound forms of connection to God is the earth, right? It's to our own earth mother. A celebration sort of the divine feminine and the love that the earth bestows upon us. She's the source of our physical, our emotional, and our spiritual sustenance. And so this song right here is called Earth Communion. And it's all about our oneness and our love of Mother Earth. And how we find peace and solace and calm and equanimity when we're with the mother. How many people here have felt a sincere connection to the earth? Oh gosh, right? Oh gosh. And we all wound our way. We're all living in these mountains, right? So it's kind of hard not to feel her presence, right? And so this devotional song right here is an ode to the earth and to our divine mother. Earth, we love you. We vow to care for you. We vow to regard you as sacred. We acknowledge all the love that you bestow upon us. And our hearts are filled with gratitude for the rain, for the sun, for the oceans, for the mountains, for the deserts, in the middle of the wilderness. My mind is clear, and I can hear the song of God. In the middle of the wilderness, my mind is clear, and I can hear the song of God.
The song of God is here. The song of God is here.
In the middle of the wilderness, I can be here in the stillness of this moment, alive and aware. In the middle of the wilderness, I can be here in the stillness of this moment, alive and aware. So alive and aware.
Through the stillness, we become alive and aware. Alive and aware.
In the middle of the wilderness, the darkness I bear becomes the light that I share. In the middle of the wilderness, the darkness I share becomes the light that we all share.
The light that we share, the light that we share.
In the middle of the wilderness, the darkness I bear becomes the light that we all share.
The light that we all share.
In the middle of the wilderness, I can feel the spirit of my ancestors in this land. In the middle of the wilderness, I can feel the spirit of my ancestors in this land. An ode to the Cherokee.
Calling all the ancestors. Calling all our ancestors.
We're one with our beloved Earth. She is our divine mother. Along if you like.
Another chant.
The Earth is Church is what you're going to be singing. The Earth is Church. The Earth is our 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 church. Say it with us. The Earth is our church. The Earth is our church. The Earth is our church. Should we do one more? One chant? You guys got it?
And you're also welcome to stand up if you want and move around a little.
The Earth is our church. The Earth is our church. The
earth is our church.
Thank you. The earth is our church, right? And this is the last one, and we will be done. This is called, this last one is called Breathe. So we want everybody to just take a deep breath, right? Take a super deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. It's kind of like our end of the morning meditation. Breathe in. Breathe out.
Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Breathe in. Breathe out. Give up believing that it's all about the thoughts in your mind that fill you with doubt.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Deep breath into your heart, share your love and spread it all around. Breathe in, breathe out,
breathe in,
breathe out,
breathe in.
Breathe out.
Breathe in.
Breathe in. True happiness is found within yourself. Pray without ceasing. Let your soul sing aloud. Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
May the dark of judgment fade into the clouds, and the light of acceptance show what unity's about. Breathe in, breathe out.
Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in.
Breathe out.
to get everybody moving for the last minute here. Ready?
And please chant these words with us.
Peace, unity, love,
acceptance.
Peace,
unity,
love,
acceptance. We want to hear you.
Peace,
unity,
love,
acceptance.
Peace,
unity,
love,
acceptance.
Peace,
unity,
love,
acceptance.
Peace,
unity,
love,
acceptance.
One more time.
Peace,
come on.
Unity,
love,
acceptance.
Thank you. Yeah. You all are awesome. Thank you for being here today. Yeah, that was awesome.